Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're a couple of months into this pandemic, and we still have an awful lot going on now. And people are staring job loss in the face. Smart people know that extra $600 a week in their unemployment checks isn't going to last forever, even as their employment fades into the mists. And others are oblivious to the reality picking up speed and coming down the hill. You remember that boulder in Raiders of the Lost Ark that comes rolling down like the, you know, the nice round boulder. They must have really nice round boulders where that was filmed. Shelves in the supermarkets are still looking a little lean. People all over the country are reporting shortages on staples like beef. Say nothing of toilet paper, still being hard to come by, which is, you know, the way I measure things. Further, there's little reason to see this situation doing anything but potentially getting worse in the coming weeks. So, to address this, do you think various members of Congress are focused like a laser on this? Well, of course not. Not when they can score political points by going after guns, especially the scary-sounding ghost gun. Now, before anybody, ghost guns are completely legal. What a ghost gun is, you get a gun, and you get what is referred to as a 80% lower. And the 80% lower, where all of the parts go in, which is that comprise what is referred to as the fire control group, that cavity is not cut out of the 80% lower. You basically buy a piece of steel that's shaped like a pistol or a rifle lower, and then you have to get that out of there. You have to cut that out of it. And then you can build a gun, and this gun legally does not have to have a serial number. And this is what they refer to as a ghost gun. Now, not everybody can get an AR-15 80% lower and cut it out. I've never done it. I never intend to try it. Now, this is not really, I mean, and I'll tell you this. If ghost guns were used, as they refer to them as ghost guns, we actually refer to these as kits. Like where I live, there's this place called Palmetto State Armory. And you can buy a kit to build a gun. And you can get it with either the fire control group cavity cut out of it, in which case it will be serialized, and you have to go through a background check when you buy it. Or you can buy as many 80% lowers as you want without serial numbers and without that cut out. And guess what? You don't have to go through a background check. Because they're not guns. Typically, whichever part of the gun has the fire control group in it, that would be the part that has to actually be serialized, and that's why you have to go through the background check. So, the main gist of this is that ghost guns are not actually an issue. But in the middle of the pandemic, here we have the Senate Democrats introducing a bill banning untraceable ghost guns Thursday amid concerns that the coronavirus pandemic is fueling a spike in demand for the weapons. No, okay. The reason that's funny is because those of us who know already had weapons. I have bought nothing in this flurry of activity we've had in the gun world where a bunch of new gun owners have come on. I have bought nothing. I've had a couple of guns delivered to me, but these were already set up prior to COVID-19 becoming trendy. But you know what? Senator Richard Vietnam Blumenthal led a group of 15 senators in introducing the Untraceable Firearms Act, which, you know, with most guns that exist in the black market, they've already had their serial numbers filed off, in essence becoming ghost guns, but they were built by a manufacturer. So the serial number on a gun could be considered temporary in a lot of cases. Now, this, you know, this is legislation to cover the components like unfinished frames, receivers, and gun-making kits. And it would require that online kit manufacturers and distributors have a manufacturer's license, put a serial number on the kit's frame or receiver, and conduct background checks on purchases. Which means that some of this, like, once again, back to Palmetto State Army, there's a lot of companies out there, Midwest Industries, various, you know, primary arms, Brownells. You can buy these things online, and you don't have to go through a background check. But no, we can't have that because, well, you know, cause feelings. Now, Blumenthal said in a statement that the legislation was urgent in light of reports that demand for the weapons, which can be made using kits or by 3D printing, is rising during the coronavirus outbreak. Okay. Let me say this about a 3D printed gun. When this became a thing, Cody Wilson sent me a few magazines, AR-15 magazines. I never tried them because to me, 3D printed guns is more of a proof of concept that it can be done than actually a mature thing nowadays. Now, this may be better than it used to be. I don't know. I haven't paid that much attention. But I will tell you this. I wouldn't have a 3D gun that I run out the door with. Not until they get to the point where the material that you can 3D print with is a little more, shall we say, robust. Blumenthal says this pandemic is spurring a deeply disturbing demand in untraceable weapons. Congress must act urgently to stop these homemade ghost guns before they spur the next horrifying wave of gun violence. So this effort here is beyond stupid. And Blumenthal knows this. He's so out of touch right now that he thinks this is a winning strategy. And right now, Americans are losing their jobs and looking at food shortages. And there's a lot of really recently released criminals getting out there that, guess what? They didn't come out here and say, you know, I have a second chance. I must be sure that I do good this time. I have my second. No, they're going back to crime. So, food shortages, jobs going away, you know, one thing we're about to have is an epidemic of suicide if we're not careful. And all this guy's thinking about is how to infringe on your Second Amendment right. The reason this is because Blumenthal and his fellow members of Congress are going to eat no matter what, and he knows it. And what he clearly doesn't seem to know, though, is that with millions of new gun owners, a lot of long-held myths about guns and gun control in this country have been exposed. It's like burying a bunch of people on a hillside. The wind blows away the topsoil. People know just how difficult it is to get a gun in many places, and they're disillusioned about gun control. And instead, what they want are guns. And many who are handy bought kits and less than 80% receivers because they could at least get them and start building a gun in their workshop since they had nothing else to occupy their time because they were locked down. The upside is that this is Dick Blumenthal in the United States Senate, and even without the partisanship that divides everything in Congress today, Captain Stolen Valor wouldn't be likely to convince too many in the majority to stand with him on such an idiotic hill. But then again, Senator John Cornyn is quoted as saying he might not bother to oppose this proposal. For him, he argued that it's buying an assembled gun or an unassembled gun, but that's not a fair standard. A truly unassembled gun would have you buying a completed receiver. And those still already require background checks. So, you know. Understand this. Nobody's using 3D printed guns that I know of. I know no one that carries one of those. No one. Either long weapon or handgun. And, you know, this is what your politicians are doing while you're sitting out here thinking to yourself, I have built this life, and in 2 months, it's going down the drain. That's what's going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Anyway, check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Back to ghost guns again, and let me explain why I'm coming back to ghost guns again. Simply because a lot of people on the political side are always up in arms about ghost guns, which is their term, it's not mine. It's an easy term to remember, but me actually using it is actually just sort of playing into their theft of the language. These are actually homemade firearms, and you know, like I said, they use less than 80% receivers. And for those that are really willing to blow their hands up, they might try something 3D printed. Millions of these weapons are probably built each year. And we don't know. And probably some of them actually make it into criminals' hands. But every gun that makes it into a criminal's hands, if this is a criminal that has been a criminal for a while, they're ghost guns as well because they've had the serial number filed off of them. So there's really no tracing of them. Occasionally we'll find that happening, but not, you know, for the most part, I think it's a fraction. So we have people calling for restrictions on these guns because, one, they can call them assault weapons, and then they can call them ghost guns, and so they can become ghost gun assault weapons. Now, I could go on about the constitutionality of this kind of a measure, but the people that I would like to reach up with this particular message wouldn't care. They don't care about constitutional arguments, and they may say they care about the Constitution. They may even mean it. But when it comes to guns, they're willing to accept some level of infringement. And it doesn't matter if I call it rationalizing or anything else, if they're willing to do it. So I'm going to address this from a different perspective. And this is the perspective. Despite state and national laws aimed at keeping guns out of the hands of convicted felons and individuals with identified mental issues, truly questionable thinking on the part of the powers that be at the ATF and the Department of Justice, to which they report, allows that the ATF terms hunks of metal or polymer to be transformed into real guns. These hunks of metal and polymer are sold in kits that are relative with, you know, with, you got to know what you're doing, and it takes a little bit of work on the part of the owner. They then transform into real guns. These politicians refer to these as ghost guns, but these are handmade guns, homemade guns, that they can, that are legal. They were legal because they're not marked with a manufacturer's serial number and do not require a background check prior to purchase. The frame of handguns and the receiver of action or of rifles and shotguns created by licensed manufacturers must be marked with a unique serial number. Those purchasing this firearm must complete a background check designed to keep guns out of the hands of those who by law should not have them, who also don't ever go to a gun store. Since the ghost guns are not finished by the company manufacturing them, instead requiring the final manufacturing operations to be completed by the buyer, they are not considered firearms under federal law. It has been this way for a very long time. So instead of addressing the constitutionality of this, let's address the practicality. Let's talk about the relatively little work required to turn a less than 80% receiver into a functional one. When we started seeing the popularity of this start with ARs, a lot of people wanted to use polymer less than 80% lowers. The problem with this is if you make one wrong move on this lower while you're digging out the fire control group, you brick it. It's no good. You can't use it. Everything's designed to work within something they refer to as tolerance. I don't know what that means because I'm not a manufacturer. Now, there are some people that actually hold parties for this. Some people actually hold classes for this. I've never been to any of them. But, I mean, like for the AK rifle, the Jim Fuller, he used to do a class about building the AK rifle under his tutelage. And you would sit there, and I think he actually had a lower that he had already serialized. So you had to go through the background check. But when you get to the receiver, getting the receiver together, you're going to need the help of a gunsmith to at least show you what to do because, like I said, you can't just dig that out. It's got to be dug out a certain way. There's got to be cavities and holes and all this other stuff. So the relatively little work isn't necessarily intuitive or easy, especially for people who aren't particularly handy like myself. And even then, there's a fair bit of work, or, you know, either work or tooling involved, and often both. So to call it relatively little work is not to understand how much work is actually involved. And keep in mind that a good fifth of the manufacturing of these weapons is incomplete. Would you like to do a fifth of the manufacturing of a car or a home? No. That's a lot of work, and it's not really all that different. So now that we've established that there's a fair bit of work required to make one of these, let's also acknowledge the fact that those who are willing to put that much work in may well be willing to put in even more. And this is especially true of criminals who can't legally purchase completed receivers or firearms. So, let's be honest, that line of less than 80% counting as an incomplete receiver may be arbitrary, but so would any other line. And a line has to exist, and an AR-15 receiver can be milled from a block of aluminum. Are we going to start declaring any block of metal an AR-15 receiver? And if you do, you're going to have a huge problem with manufacturers who use these same metal blocks to build lots of other things not related to the firearm industry. I don't think they'd like having the ATF up their posteriors, do you? So I've seen someone take a shovel and build an AK receiver. Are we going to regulate shovels or other bits of sheet metal because they can be built into an AK? You know, sheet metal is all you need. It's easy for someone writing to say that the ATF should regulate ghost guns, but the problem is that there's no practical way to do it. And they could redefine at what point a receiver becomes a firearm, but that will likely push people to build guns complying with the new rules, and it wouldn't actually stop anyone. And then there's the kits. Remember how that writer argued that weapons can't be completed with kits? Or could be completed with a kit, rather? He's right, but on the flip side, all those same components can be purchased separately. You don't need a kit. In fact, a lot of people don't buy kits to complete their firearms because they want to be particular about each part. And those same parts, I might add, are used to repair or upgrade existing weapons. So if you think people will fight over ghost guns, imagine what happens when you try to regulate people's repair parts and treat them as firearms. And the big takeaway, this is the big takeaway, you know, nothing you can regulate on this issue will prevent criminals from continuing to do this. Nothing. In Australia, where they don't even have kits, they're building guns from scratch in garages. This is just another way to come after an individual gun owner. Thanks, Blumenthal. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As we head into Memorial Day weekend, President Trump welcoming veterans to the White House.
Together, our nation pays a mortal tribute to the extraordinary courage, unflinching loyalty, and unselfish love and supreme devotion of the American heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice, and that's what you're here for. It's the ultimate sacrifice, and it is indeed.
President Trump declaring houses of worship essential and also telling America's governors to reopen churches and other places of worship shuttered by the coronavirus pandemic. Pastor Robert Jeffress of the First Baptist Church in Dallas reminds everyone on Fox News,
the first freedom that we have as Americans is the freedom of worship. That's enshrined in our Constitution, Harris. And I think whenever people perceive that that's being encroached upon, you're going to have a reaction.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The University of Delaware says it will not disclose records related to Tara Reid's allegation of sexual assault against former Vice President Joe Biden. The public record requests were sent and denied last month. Another TV network releases some of its plans for the new fall season. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
ABC looking towards a 2020-21 broadcast season, but officials there say they're not yet ready to unveil a full fall schedule that could be potentially upended by continued production delays because of coronavirus. The network says it has renewed the bulk of its scripted and unscripted lineup, which amounts to 19 shows, while also cutting three comedies and a rookie drama. ABC expected to unveil the details, though, next month. It's the latest broadcaster to make a significant number of renewals in light of the COVID-19 production shutdown. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. They, by the way, I don't know if they'll sell you an 80% lower. I'd have to check with that. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, a professor at Stanford University School of Medicine, conducted an antibody study of Major League Baseball employees. He sat down with the Hoover Institution's Peter Robinson to discuss his findings. And they're both disheartening and, in a peculiar way, heartening. The Major League Baseball study is interesting because it spans the entire United States. Dr. Bhattacharya was able to survey the antibody status of more than 5,600 Major League Baseball employees. And what the doctor found is that this cohort is nowhere near having acquired herd immunity. Only about 0.7% or 7 out of 1,000 of the employees tested positive for antibodies. Now, admitted, said Dr. Bhattacharya, this is a lower rate than most other tested American populations, but except for New York, no communities seem to have antibody rates higher than 5%. New York is unusual in having a 25% antibody rate, no doubt thanks to the subway system. But herd immunity, though, only kicks in when 70 to 80% of the population has antibodies. Another bit of bad news is that we're not likely to see a vaccine anytime soon. Then, if we do see a vaccine, how many of you are actually going to take it? I know a lot of people don't want to take the vaccine. The vaccine seems to be like the line that's drawn in the sand, but, you know, those politicians threatening lockups until there is a vaccine might find themselves imprisoning citizens for years. But the good news is that the disease, or the illness, if you want to call it that, this is not a disease, it's a illness, as Trump speculated, has a relatively low mortality rate, clocking in at around the rate of the ordinary flu after people have had their flu vaccinations. And most people are basically asymptomatic to it once they get it. So they get it, and it just sort of exists on them, and then it goes away. At the end of this horrible social and economic experiment, it turns out that all of this lockdown has done is to delay the inevitable. And the inevitable, whether it plays out quickly or slowly, is that a lot of us are still going to get the Wuhan virus. Some will get very sick, and a small number of us will die. The takeaway from watching the interview is that the Wuhan flu is here to stay. It is simply another risk in a dangerous world, and a lesser risk than destroying the world's economies by shutting everything down. And flattening the curve did actually do what it promised, which was to gain the medical system time and knowledge and not be overwhelmed in the meantime. And with that goal achieved, it's time for the lockdowns to go away. And what we also learned from this lockdown experiment is that Wuhan virus modeling, just like climate change modeling, isn't worth a squat. There are too many hypotheticals, too many variables and biases to result in a reliable, useful outcome. And just one, you know, as just one example, Minnesota's models grossly overstated the risks, even after a lockdown was implemented. Indeed, there is no single one correct model that has come out of this. Not one. Not one. And that's important. The fact that all of the models erred in one direction shows how biased the modelers were, intentionally or not. And it's called the Geiger principle. And you can write that large because it stands for garbage in, garbage out. And here's some more news. Masks may not work. Additionally, masks cause their own problems like headaches and airway resistance, CO2 buildup, and impaired oxygen intake. When I wear one, if I'm moving around really fast, I basically start a asthma attack on me. This last problem negatively affects the immune system. Masks can also increase the virus load in asymptomatic people by causing them constantly to inhale the virus they just shed, pushing them into serious infection territory. Constant onslaught. However, there's one bit of potentially useful information that has emerged. And this comes coming from a Yahoo Life report. Researchers from Trinity College Dublin have a new study that indicates that vitamin D deficiency could be linked to higher mortality rates from COVID-19. According to the report, the study analyzed vitamin D levels of older people in countries heavily affected by coronavirus, and they reportedly found that the areas with the higher death rates were also the areas with the higher rates of vitamin D deficiency. Now, the great thing about vitamin D is we all need it anyway. There's no downside to taking supplements. So, and where's a good source to get vitamin D? Well, my going outside and getting on the beach, say in California, Gavin. Yeah. This is the thing. While we're all out here saying we have to fight this virus, we're not fighting the virus. We're hiding from the virus. Getting out there and fighting the virus would mean we get out there and live our lives and get sick. Every time we have an illness, that takes our immune system and buffs it up. Just makes it more and more muscular. The more we get involved with something, with some of these maladies, some of these bugs, the more we deal with them. And like I hear all the time, well, you know, when you get the flu virus, you probably aren't getting the right flu virus because the virus mutates. That's true. Yeah, but I mean, still, we have a flu vaccine out there that most people don't take. I think half of America takes it. And This is the thing about COVID-19. COVID is part of, SARS. It's SARS-CoV-2. It's out there. It has now jumped to human beings. We are human beings, so unless we intend to go away, COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, whatever you want to call it, is going to be here. It's going to be here for a long time, for the foreseeable future. And we had better learn how to deal with this. Because we can't hide from it incessantly. We can't hide from it incessantly. If you have COVID-19 and you're wearing a mask, the first thing you need to do is have a lot of masks. Because maybe every hour or so, you need to change that mask if you're trying to mask up to keep other people from being sick. Wearing a mask is not going to keep you from catching it. It actually is going to succeed in weakening you. And part of that is your immune system. And, it messes with your ability to breathe anyway. And you're walking around out there without a hazmat suit on, so it's getting on your skin, it's getting on your clothes, unless you're going to walk through a decon entryway where they have you take everything off and scrub you down with brushes and showers and soap, and they're measuring your contamination every way along the line. Guess what? There's no way to measure it. So we need to just confront it. And learn how to live with it, and learn how to deal with it, and build up that immunity. It's a very simple thing. We have done it through 12 other pandemics in 244 years of this country. No reason we can't do it again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, there's one thing that we know for certain that we have learned. And, if we had to have a pandemic, I'm glad we're having it in an election year. I hope everybody is good and angry. Because when coronavirus came to our shores, the Chi-Coms came with it. And in certain areas, we have become part of a mass-scale human experiment in government control, and it turned out that stripping away our freedom wasn't that difficult at all. Under the guise of concern for our health and well-being, tyrants came out of the word work. And our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our lives are being destroyed as the left solidifies and expands their oppressive powers. In certain states, and even in states where we're opening back up, we're being herded around like cattle, threatened and isolated, confined and silenced and arrested. If you look around enough, name it, you'll see it. So, you tell me if what follows sounds like the United States or China. We've been told who can work and who can't, with language that separates us according to who is and who isn't essential, as the almighty state supersedes individual rights in the family unit. We have been physically and verbally harassed, threatened, fined, detained, arrested, jailed, and or placed in forced quarantine. Business licenses are being revoked. Going to work without the permission of the government is now a crime. So is going to the park or the beach. Children playing together is also in defiance of the government. So is placing flags on the graves of veterans. And that list goes on and on. Stay home. Do not go out. Do not earn money. Do not pay your bills. Feed your family. Maintain your credit rating. Live your life. Do not make a single move without permission from the state or you will be punished. Do not dare go to church. They have been shut down. Some threatened with permanent closure. Even services that maintain social distancing was not tolerated. Religion cannot survive or thrive in a totalitarian state, as the state must reign supreme. And meanwhile, as the churches were closed, the jails began to open, and criminals were released en masse, including child predators, rapists, and murderers. Prisoners, wise to the ruse, are now intentionally infecting themselves so they can be released early. That's legit, too. They are getting around and getting in little groups wherever they can find. I guess having COVID-19 in jail now is sort of like how much it costs for me to get around and hug on you. In several places, our right to protest has been stripped away, as has our right to promote protests. Tech tyrants are involved shutting down social media for those trying to spread the word about peaceful gatherings. The Bill of Rights has been set on fire and tossed off the top of a skyscraper as a police state rushes in. We've been I'm glad that I'm not older and living alone, like a widower would be, you know? That I'm dependent upon my children to come see me and bring my grandchildren so I can at least have a little bit of, human contact. I'm confined to the house. I'm glad I'm not one of those, because I can't imagine what they're going through. We've been subjected to inhumane separations as the oldest among us are left to suffer alone in nursing homes and senior care facilities and hospitals where there's often an impenetrable wall of secrecy surrounding patients. And then they send infected people there to these people who cannot defend themselves. Meanwhile, contact tracing has become the next frontier to advance the police state as fascist tech gets in on the act, tracking our every move. The government will hunt you down, find you, and force you and other members of your household to stay in your home, even if there's no food in the house. Quarantine cycle could leave an entire household locked up for weeks and weeks on end, with no end in sight, as we're essentially placed under house arrest. Strategies for how to identify people who've met certain criteria have been discussed, including government-issued armbands to help the government keep us in line. We've been encouraged to snitch on our neighbors and hotlines that have been set up for us to do just that. And in keeping with the good for me, but not for the reality of all oppressive regimes, many prominent leftists have broken their own rules so they can meet their lover, go golfing, take a walk with their family, get a haircut, E-I-E-I-O. All the while pointing their fingers and admonishing us little people to stay inside and do as we're told. And unfortunately, for the most part, law enforcement has been willing to follow these tyrannical orders, often with multiple officers arriving on the scene. Then there's the ACLU, and they're not only missing in action, but they're part of the cabal of tyrants with upside-down values, evidenced by the message featured on their homepage, which states that their priorities are as follows. Protect voting rights, demand that vulnerable people in prisons, jails, and immigration detention centers be released, and fight to ensure reproductive health care remains open and accessible to all those who need it. So in other words, they're for voter fraud, prisoner release, illegal invader released, and abortion. And all of this unfolds against the backdrop of an aggressive media campaign to parrot the Chinese talking points, replete with lavish praise for the communist regime that waged war against the entire world. There's a cascade of fools eager to align themselves with WHO and China, including many prominent individuals. And the rush to embrace our enemies has resulted in silencing speech as words such as Wuhan flu are deemed hate speech, and punishment will be determined later. And as the lust for power underpins this shocking spectacle, it's wrapped up in the guise of safety. Who could possibly question a doctor in a white coat touting such an idea? No good totalitarian regime would be without its idealized worldview to sell fools down the river. And so we've sailed down that river, and our economy has collapsed, and America has been controlled. Law enforcement has complied, and people are bombarded with fearful messages every hour of every day. Messages riddled with distorted information and lies, from bogus models to inflated mortality rates, and everything in between, all of which serve to strengthen their case against Trump, while corrupt hospital administrators rake in money from cooking the books on the cause of death. Maybe it's more than that. It's easier to control people who feel desperate and afraid. So now we have an exhausted and increasingly impoverished populace. That's not how you make a healthy nation. In fact, if you think this is bad, what could await could be even worse. Dennis Prager wrote it in March, economic disasters rarely remain only economic disasters. to give a particular dramatic example, the Nazis came to power because of economics more than any other single reason. Nazis succeeded at the polls almost entirely related to the Weimar economy. Communist parties don't fare well in robust economies, but they're very tempting when people are in dire economic straits. And only God knows what economic dislocation the shutting down of American or other Western economies will lead to. This is Cloward and Piven brought to life. So it's quite apparent by now that even if the most horrific scenario does not unfold, we have already sealed our fate with respect to a disaster of monumental proportions that runs the gamut from increased drug and alcohol addiction, increased domestic violence, suicide, and avoidance of medical care, among other concerns. And the things that put human beings at risk for many of these dire outcomes are the very things that are being thrust upon us: unemployment and isolation. You will have a chance to fix this later. In November, you will have a chance to fix this. You need to be calling everybody, all of your representatives, all of your senators, and you need to be telling them, no mail-in voting. We'll take our chances. Thanks. You need to be calling your mayors. You need to be calling your governors. And you need to be telling them, I'm an adult. I'm a free man. You need to get out of my way before something bad happens. And that's not a threat. That's a reality, because it's in motion right now. It's in motion right now. But we're not at war with an invisible enemy. When nations go to war, they do so to defend their culture and way of life. We're destroying ours. That's what we're doing. Hour number 3 is inbound. Going to speak with Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.